Humanism seeks to destroy God, the Bible, and man's spiritual and moral concepts of life. Christians today must be able to identify humanism for what it really is. And we must be knowledgeable about the tremendous influence humanism is having on our modern society, especially our younger people in our colleges and universities, where there is usually an abundance of advocates of humanism. In many cases, secular learners, among the higher degrees of secular education, have learned that there is no God, the Almighty Creator. Therefore, they have falsely concluded that man is his own God. Since man is his own God, the humanists conclude that there are two primary philosophies of life. One, pessimistic humanism, and two, optimistic humanism. Pessimistic humanism leads man, who is his only guide, ultimately to despair and self-destruction. Optimistic humanism, that leads mankind to appraise himself of ultimate, total embodiment of all that which is good for humanity. That he, that is man, is the judge and the jury for all moral issues of life. Therefore, since there is no God, and man is his own God, there are no moral restraints. Every man can do his own thing without impunity. And now, let us consider humanism and ethics. The ethics of human conduct originates with humans, is the philosophy of humanism. In the Manifesto 2, pages 15 and 16, it is affirmed that, and I quote, "Humans are responsible for what we are or will become. No deity will save us. We must save ourselves," end quote. This humanist creed affirms that evidence of a supernatural realm or divine purpose for humanity are not worthy for mankind's consideration because they say humanism is basically autonomous and situational. That's on page 17. This, of course, means that man is master of his own moral choices, eliminating all compulsions or restraints, with man forming his own standards and regulations based upon the situation that he experiences. Believing that people are more important than decalogues or rules or prescriptions or regulations, Humanists II, pages 18 and 19, they say, "The moral values of life are based upon situation ethics. Therefore, personal conduct and all institutions should be responsive to the desires and needs of the people," they say. This is the reason one will usually find the humanist defending the perverted sexual lifestyles, such as homosexuality, promiscuous sexual conduct, abortion, and so on. In defending situation ethics and the right of individual in his personal conduct of life, Manifesto 2 declares, and I quote, are you listening? "In the area of sexuality, we believe that intolerant attitudes often cultivated by Orthodox religions unduly repress sexual conduct. The right to birth control, abortion, and divorce should be recognized. While we do not approve exploitative forms of sexual expression, neither do we wish to prohibit by law or social sanction sexual behavior between two consenting adults. The many varieties of sexual exploration should not in themselves be considered evil. Short of harming others or compelling them to do likewise, individuals should be permitted to express their sexual proclivities and pursue their lifestyle as they desire." But, ladies and gentlemen, it must be remembered that humanism declares that man is his own God and his life may be regulated by situation ethics, with no fear of eternal punishment nor accountability to any supreme authority. Therefore, there are no absolutes of right or wrong. Humanism declares that moral values are determined by objective standards which they themselves, humanists, formulate. Yes, humanism subscribes to sexual freedom between consenting individuals, regardless of age, which includes children. Humanism gives endorsement to premarital sex, homosexuality, lesbianism, and incest. Ladies and gentlemen, Are you listening? God-fearing people should be greatly concerned about the fact that humanism is being taught in our universities, colleges, and public schools throughout the country. Yes, even from the doctorate level down to kindergarten. Humanism is destructive to moral character. My friends, I submit to you that humanism is not only inhuman, but is self-centered and self-righteous, so much so that humanist can do no wrong if he considers what he has done to be good for himself. But be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. If he sowed unto the flesh, he shall of the flesh reap corruption. That's what the Bible says. You may read that in Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 and 8. And don't you forget it. Humanists and all others will pay the price for such conduct of life. Having pointed out the meaning of humanism, its philosophies, purposes, and its fruits, I wish now to present the answer to humanism. There is an answer, an infallible answer. God's Word revealed to us in the Bible. Consider these alternatives. Humanism denies the creation by a supreme power. God is denied. The Bible? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." And God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. And again, "And Jehovah God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. And Jehovah God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs, and closed up the flesh thereof. And the rib which Jehovah God had taken from the man made he woman, and brought her unto the man. And the man said, 'This is now bone of my bone, and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man.'" Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, and verses 21 to 23. Jesus Christ, God's Son, a creationist, not an evolutionist, declared, "Have you not read that he who made male and female, he said, 'For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh?' But from the beginning of the creation, male and female made he them." Matthew chapter 19, verses 4 and 5, and Mark chapter 10 and verse 6. Humanism. Humanism denies that man has a soul. He is only material matter and will decay with the elements of the earth. The Bible. The Bible says, "Jehovah God formed man and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." And again, Matthew 16:26. "For what is a man profited, if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" Yes, man has a living soul. And ladies and gentlemen, I say, are you listening? It was 329 years after the death of Abraham, 224 years after the death of Isaac, and 198 years after the death of Jacob, when God spoke to Moses, as recorded in the Bible, Luke chapter 20 and verse 38, that Jesus Christ, God's Son, declared, "Now he is not the God of the dead, but of the living, for all live unto him." The inspired apostle James affirmed in James 1, verse 26, that it is only the body that dies, not the spirit. But again, humanism says, "Man is the complete supreme measure of all things." The Bible says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith Jehovah. What as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. No humanist in the world will accept this divine proclamation of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, man is less than nothingness compared with Almighty God. Yet some men are arrogant enough to make the audacious claim that he is above God, that he is his own God. Humanism states, man may chart his own course and determine or choose his own destiny. The Bible says, O Jehovah, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Jeremiah verse 23. And again the Bible, Proverbs 14:12. That is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Yes, we're considering humanism answered. Humanism? Redemption from sin is denied. The Bible says, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3, verse 22. And again, And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For it is he that shall save his people from their sins. Matthew 1, 21. And again, For the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. Luke 19, verse 10. And again the Bible, In whom we have our redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses. Ephesians 1, verse 7. Humanism denies redemption and forgiveness because it denies that man has a soul to sin or to be forgiven. What greater sin than for man to say that he has no sin? Hear the word of God, then I say again, are you listening? If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 and 10. Humanism declares absolute morality denied. The Bible declares, and I quote, Or know ye not that unrighteousness shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with men, nor thieves, nor coveters, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners, shall inherit the kingdom of God. For such were some of you, but ye were washed, you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and in the Spirit of our God. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. My friends, how could any man deny that he sins? To deny this fact is to deny God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Man's own conduct is self-evident, including the humanist. How could any man, including humanists, deny the penalties of sin, the Bible says, shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Ladies and gentlemen, don't you know that there can be no compatibility between the Bible, God's Word, and humanism, man's God? Humanism must be denied. It must be identified and exposed for what it is. Humanism is 1. Anti-God, 2. Anti-Christ, 3. Anti-Spirit, 4. Anti-Bible, 5. Anti-Christian, 6. Anti-Gospel, 7. Anti-Moral, 8. Anti-Ethical, 9. Anti-Spiritual, 10. Anti-Heaven, 11. Anti-Hell, 12. Anti-Human. In that man is denied as being a dual being, both body and spirit, or a triune being as affirmed in 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Where Paul speaks of the body, the soul, and the spirit. Christians must never be a part of the humanist movement. God's people must know its errors and relentlessly expose its flagrant falsehood and ideologies. Humanism is wrong, ladies and gentlemen.